losers. You have no choice. I am in charge. I own you. This is your end.
Please. doctrine and forsaken you? I mean, look at the pandemic! Look at your economy! Poverty! Hunger! Sickness! People die everywhere! Does it look like he cares? Oh! So after all the atrocities you have committed, you are saying be acceptable in your sight? In whose sight? You even have the nerve! I, your accuser, I know and see all your deeds. Injustice, corruption, violence, hate, human trafficking, kidnap, rape, murder, racism, fornication, adultery, looting. And this is my verdict. You are condemned.
No! There is therefore now no condemnation.
Shut up! Look who we have here. The chief of them all. Rapist. Murderer. Drug addicts. You come here deceiving yourself and you want to challenge me? What is that rubbish you quote that gives you the confidence? And there is therefore now no condemnation on those who blah, blah, blah.
I know who I am. I know whose I am. Jesus paid the ultimate price. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. A new power is in operation in us. The spirit of life in Christ, like a strong wind, has magnificently cleared the air, freeing us from fated lifetime of brutal tyranny at the hands of sin and death. We are no longer slaves. We are free. We are the sons of God. It was on the cross of Calvary that He sealed our victory. Therefore, we have been justified, verified, sanctified, redeemed, delivered, restored, forgiven, accepted, liberated, vindicated, validated, and we are victorious! Even before the battle started, we already won!